Well, good morning and welcome back to Ag Hour. Chuck and Mark here in the studio. 39 degrees, sunshiny day as we were talking. The snow's kind of melting a little bit. It's a nice day, but boy, it's got the wind is coming up pretty strong. But today we're going to head down and talk to Brian Moore, Area Sales Manager with the Farmers National Company. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Now, you're down by the Garrettson area?
Correct.
How are things? I suppose you guys don't have any snow down there. Did you get it quite a bit the last week?
Well, it depends. Like, I live outside on a farm outside of Garrettson. We only got 4 inches, but Brandon, just a few miles south of me, got 8, and Sioux Falls got as much as 11.
Wow.
So we're right on the edge.
Well, yeah, we were seeing, we didn't even get any of that one, but we had a lot before that. Brian, let's talk a little bit about your area sales manager for Farmers National Company. Talk a little about Farmers National Company.
Well, briefly, Farmers National Company has been around since 1929, and we are the leading agriculture services company in the country. And over the years, we've expanded to offer a complete range of agriculture-related services, I guess most notably farm management, real estate sales, and appraisals.
So right now, you guys are talking the land values are just flipping and flopping. Some are different areas, cash rents and everything. What about those land values? What are you seeing out there?
I tell you what. Actually, the land values are still, they're still extremely good, in my opinion. I mean, they've slid from the highs that we saw 3 years ago, but realistically, they're still about double what they were 10 years ago. So, land values are good. They're historically high, but obviously they're going to slide down when you have $7 corn 3 years ago. They've softened from that.
Are we talking different areas? Some are a little dropping a little quicker than others, or does it seem to be pretty much as a whole?
Well, actually, the very first drops that we saw were in marginal farmland. I mean, land that couldn't be tilled from fence to fence, that had, some trees and maybe some low spots. We saw those values drop first. And then the high-quality farmland has maintained, a pretty good rate. And we have seen some drops this year in the high-quality. But again, it's still very good from what it was, 10 years ago.
Now, is that seems like the land values are going to hold up for a little longer than some of the cash rents. Are you seeing that?
Well, actually, the cash rents have held better than land values. Farmers are still wanting and needing acres to produce their crops. So the rents have stayed pretty good and didn't drop as much as the land values. We've seen land values drop as much as 25% in some areas. But those drops came, last year and the year before. Right now, we see everything staying pretty steady.
So do you see there's optimism out there in the agricultural industry then on some of these land values then?
Well, there actually is because, first of all, the worldwide demand for commodities remains very strong, and we see it getting stronger. And, the USDA has dropped some of their production predictions for this year. So you combine those two factors and, we're seeing a lot of positive things this year.
Now, I know you're in the area. Do you find the land values maybe up here or holding, or do you see them, are all the areas pretty much the same holding, or do you see any decreases in different areas?
Recently, everything is maintained. Like I say, the biggest drops came last year and the year before, because we were off the years of the $7 corn. But now that the prices seem to have stabilized and maybe even, are showing a little bit of an uptick, we see land values that are going to maintain this year.
How do you collect this data to find out just whether land's going up or down? Do you all the sales then?
Well, we actually, Farmers National has been around all those years, 85 plus years, and we manage over 5,000 farms in 24 states. So we get a lot of data collected just from our own clients, but we also do a lot of auctions around the Dakotas and North Dakota and Minnesota and Iowa. So we keep a pretty close handle on what land is selling for.
I know one thing that's helping land is the low interest rates, but if the Fed start increasing them, that can have a pretty negative effect on those, you think?
Well, that always has a negative effect, and that's always been, you know, the last few years while land values were dropping, you know, the good news was interest rates were remaining low. So if the Feds continue to raise the rates, it won't be good, but it still won't be as bad as it was in the 80s.
Well, yeah, I don't think we'd have to go awful fast to get those rates up there.
Yep, exactly. We don't see that happening.
Now, do you find anything when you're working with these places and stuff? Do you see any changes in the tax laws? Like they're talking about the inheritance tax maybe being put off. Is that going to help some of the land?
Well, I believe all of that will help. We kind of keep an eye on what changes are being made. And right now, we don't see anything that's being made that's major that's going to affect the land values. But we're definitely keeping an eye on what's going to happen in the next few months and the next few years.
Well, you know, you hear people saying there's only so much land, and probably we're decreasing in land, a number of acres. We're not going to get many more acres of land, so what we have here is about all we're going to get. Isn't that right?
That's right. That's right.
So land, they always say land is never a bad investment. So I guess if you want to keep it long enough, it's going to, we know we go in cycles.
Right.
Well, Brian, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining me. And I know that some were hoping the land values might probably decrease a little quicker than they are, and others are hoping they wouldn't. But I guess it all comes down to a crash cash rent, if we can just see maybe get that down just a little bit. But who knows how long these crops are going to be depressed like this either.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. How can they get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about some of this stuff?
Well, probably the best way to get a hold of us is our website is farmersnational.com, and we have a lot of information on the website. It talks about our lines of business, and you can also find a local expert in your area, and you can reach me just by going to our website anytime.
Okay, and you do have some of these figures on your website, too?
Correct.
Okay. Well, Brian, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining us, and have a good day, and enjoy the sunshine while we have it just for a little while.
I will do that.
All right, Brian. Thanks, Brian. That's Brian Moore.